that he as a person know what he's doing. If you don't, at the management, they don't know what they are doing, that he is working for them and he's saving money for them, I should leave them all. That I should wait. He will get back to me. I was transferred out of Jos after 3 years back. This time as a big boss, regional head of investigation. So I had a course to investigate a fraud. And the information now lead to a microfinance bank. And I walk into that bank and behold, the same guy I saw in another bank is now GMD of that microfinance bank. I look at him, I was amazed. Pali, you? He said, sir, you remember 4 years ago, I told you I know where I'm going. I want this building. No, I want this company. Not only this company, I want this two-story building. Come, get a plan. If your organization is not serious, know where you are going. Be expert in your feet. Let people refer you. I have a young guy in IT in my organization. If I have anything to do, I call him. Sorry to say he's a Muslim, but he's very focused. In fact, the day I discovered I link up with Pastor Adeyemi, I asked, but you are a Muslim. He said, I should leave. He said, religion is an issue. It's an issue on his own. But his life, very important. What is your plan? And that's why I said, for you are listening to me. I look forward to see you. I mean it. As a GMD CEO of a big company in Jesus' name. Listen. Let everything be running up and down. Have a focus. I achieved something this year. I told God, by the time you say the beginning of this year, I want every unit, if they say customer complaint, let them be looking for Mike. That's the challenge. I've seen it. Where a consultant said I should come and join him, and I said no. Pastor Dorati has warned me. I should not partner with anybody. Everybody is, nobody should tap from my brain. Tell your neighbor, don't allow anybody to cheat you. Oh, you have a potential. Somebody will be exploiting you. Leave them. Have your own plan and forge ahead. The next slide, please. Associate with the right people. This is one thing that kills people. If you have a bad friend, they will corrupt you. They say, show me your friend and I'll tell you whom you are. The kind of person you are. Then refill your goals. Now, the last one, I want to take the last one. Then the last two. Do something every day and be persistent. Don't be discouraged. Please. Challenge of life, normal. But don't be discouraged. Your plan, most of the time in the office, I've seen people ask me that. What moved me is not the organization. What moved me is abundance of talent in me. And I'm ready to use it. The next slide, please. We don't have time. The next slide. Now, very crucial, if you want to set your goal and for your goal to be meaningful, please, I want everybody to take note of this, please. Your goal must match smart. Must be meaningful. And for it to be meaningful, it must be smart. Smart means it must be specific. It must be measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. If I want to explain each of those items, it will take time. So let's move on, please. When you get the book, you can read more on that. Let's move on. The next slide. Now, I've talked of savings in this church before. So, you just expatiate further on that. How to set a realistic goals in savings. One, pay off your debt. Please, I expect the youth in the house. Don't borrow against salary. Some of us are fond of doing that. Don't borrow against salary. One, don't buy on credit. How do you free your salary? You can only free your salary if you don't borrow against it. And you don't take a loan. If you go to the bank and borrow, I hate where customer walk to us and say, I was overcharged. How do you think that organization will come to borrow, how do you think they will pay my salary if they don't charge you? So charging you is not an offense. Nobody call you now. You walk to the place and you obtain the form, you fill it, indicate your salary, put your account number. Did anybody ask you? You use your hand to write and you sign. Don't borrow against your salary.
Very important. To free your salary, you must pay off your debt. And that is how you can get so much to save. Then set savings goal. You want to buy a car. You want to buy. You don't need to go and buy on credit and they'll be charging you. No. Save toward all those items you want to buy. Very crucial. Now, for everything we do, in my household, we set a savings plan. Then a certain amount to save per week and per month. That is possible. Please, you should be able to. That is what I said I will have done. I'll have show you how we do it. Monthly salary. Take all those expenses one by one. Know how much you save every month. And how you save. Where does that savings go into? Then keep a record of your expenses. Now, I've said something before. Every day, people, women in the market, they are very good at that. You see them with a paper and a pencil or a biro. Every sales, every expenses, they note it down. The same thing, your salary should be properly monitored. Keep record of your expenses. The next slide, please. Now, reduce your expenses. That's trim your expenses. In the write-up, I said, take a critical and a perfect look. That language is from the control in most of the banks. In the banks, I like something we do. Before you spend money, you write out your expenses. You want to collect cash in advance. You walk to a unit. They call it control. In the control unit, what do you think those guys are looking for? They're looking for where you want to spend too much. So they take a critical. Sometimes when you come with that expenses and you say, "Oh, guy, help me review this." I say, "Oh, guy, drop it and go." Some of them will not want to drop it. You don't put me under pressure. Drop what you want to collect the money for. Because if I don't sign, bank will not give me money. So drop what you want to collect. You have atomized. I will travel from Lagos by air to Abuja. I will sleep in the hotel. I will eat. I will take taxi. I will do this. I will do that. You have atomized it and you want to collect almost 120,000 naira. Fine. I'm not saying you not collect the money. The auditors are here. They know where they come to check us. So I will ask the guy, drop what you want to collect the money for and go. Come back. Before the guy comes back, I will take my pencil with my green biro. Now start editing it. One by one. What we are doing is a critical looking at the expenses. If I'm doing that for the bank, why can't I do that for my life? Subject every expenses to, is it necessary? Is it reasonable? Is it worthwhile? Will it help me to achieve my objective? If the answer is no, you don't need it. Now open a savings account. Please, for some of you are working, please. Youth, you are working. Please, operate a savings account. Have a target of when I'm going to retire. Please, one thing that kill people is the anxiety. If I leave, how will I survive? Yes or no? That's the major issue. So, from the one that you are working, you start running what you call a fixed savings account, where you transfer certain amount of money from your salary to that savings account. You can ask a bank to open an account for you, and they put an instruction on it every month. I do that for my boys. Each one of them have an account, and they have a month. They take from my salary to their account, and I don't touch it. And it's for their future, for their education. I won't want my own retirement to affect them. The same way I'm running for them, I'm also running with my life. That when I leave the organization, I should be able to have 10 million somewhere. If I'm leaving an organization, I have a house. There's money set for school. And I have 10 million somewhere. With that attention on my life, you will relax. Where you don't plan your life, there's always a problem. So please, you can run a savings account. Pay yourself first. How do you pay yourself? That amount of money you set aside for your retirement is you are paying yourself. I discover that each time, I don't know how people get to know. Maybe it's only me. As long as they pay salary. In fact, that day, as long as that money drops, it's as if they call somebody in the village or somebody in the lorry. You now start receiving call. I have one problem somewhere. So the question is, how did they get to know? Youth, can you advise me? How did they get to know? At least they don't have a lot on my account. A lot to the village. So please, you see, you have to be wise. You have to be wise. Pay yourself first. Set a target. Please, I've said some things which I don't want to discuss by the time we get to investment opportunity. For you who are working youth, don't say it's too small. Go and start putting something aside. Insurance company, they do it. Bank, they can do it for you. On your own, you can do it. But the best option is for you to have a savings account and an instruction on your salary account to move 10,000, 5,000. I did something in Jos, and since then, anytime I say something to my wife on the issue of money, she doesn't argue. I'll just tell her, do this and go and verify. There was a time I was called that may likely be moved to Abuja. So I arranged for a property. The move did not materialize. I look at it, I said, the pace I'm going, they may likely transfer me to Lagos. So the first thing I want to do is to set up. For you who are youth, develop your plan. If you read that right up, you see where I said stage one, stage two. I have like 5 stages of preparing your financial plan. After your marriage, things will change. My brothers and sisters who are looking at me, please pray over that issue of marriage, because it's another hurdles in life. As soon as you get it right there, things will work. So I was to move to Lagos. And I told my wife, to start preparing for the next movement, you will be saving 20,000 from your business. She said, is that possible? I said, you can do it. So we started. By the time we moved to Lagos, we went back to that fixed deposit we run. And surprisingly, we have 650,000. Now, getting to Lagos, getting the shop was very easy. I just called the agent after getting the house. I need a shop very close to Soso location. The man said, money. I said, okay, money is not the issue. Your own is to get the shop. Me, I will deliver. You plan to want everything in your life. Your retirement, you are working, you are not married. You think nobody seems to be waiting. You know, youth, you put out this funny life. Nobody like me, if I finish from the office, even without anybody calling me, I know I should go home. Why? I have a whole human being, well manufactured by God in the house. And I have some boys that want to see my face. So if I came, if I come late, it's the small boy that will beat me, say, Daddy, you are late today. So since then, I learned to. But youth, who asks for you? So you close, you have time to monitor your life. Start the retirement savings account. Even you think, I can avoid the 350,000 naira for a flat in Kitu. How much save? Start thinking of when you are going to marry. Because as soon as you marry, your plan will change. One. Two. It is then you now realize that house, you have been paying the landlord, that you need to save to build your own. Start thinking of building your own now. Very crucial. The next slide, please. Now, these are the investment opportunity which I've mentioned before. Estate is still okay. Shares, yes. Some good companies still have good shares that you can buy and they can give you good return. The next slide, please. Investment decisions. Still continue. You can register your own business while you are working, yes. Then cooperative society and investment club. That too is very important. Recently, we take a stock in my place and I discovered that majority of people, they are not member. If you are working in an organization that they have this, or you know there's an establishment that runs a very good cooperative society, please, they are very good. Now, from experience of what I've seen so far, why you can get some loans at a cheaper rate, as low as 5%, no bank, I repeat, no bank, except you are a staff of that bank, no bank will give interest rate at 5%. And when you're talking of growing business, please, have this mentality, please. If you want to grow business, your salary cannot take you anywhere. So, there's this book by Poor Dad, Rich Dad, which we call Other People's Money, OPM. So, cooperative society help people to build their business. You can save in cooperative society. I remember in those days, around Ilefe, my father is a cocoa farmer. So I discovered that one of the things Obafemi Awolowo established for these people is was cooperative cocoa consumer cooperative society. While you are selling your cocoa to that cooperative, they keep your money, part of your money, they supply you chemical. So instead of running around to buy chemical, they make the same thing. Cooperative society, you can save with them to pick some items. I do that a lot. With cooperative in my organization, monthly, there's an amount I keep there. I have two. One, for safekeeping, for retirement. Two, for buying something in December. December, there are some numbers of bag of rice I must give out. That is sure. You want God to smile with you? I hope I remember to mention before I close. There are some things we must do as youth for God to smile on us. I pray I'll remember to mention before I close, please. Same with a cooperative. Investment club, very good. The little I have in Kaduna was because of an investment club. A group of 30 people paying money together, contribute money together, and using it to buy property. Youth, you have energy to do that. You are working. You know you are free. Create time to do one or two things that can give you money. Especially you close in an organization, you know you can lecture. Eh? Go into a class. I know in Lagos, I've been paying a young guy now for the past 2 years. The guy will finish where he's lecturing, he will rush to my house. There are three flats from one flat to another. And I discovered that monthly, this guy will collect 30,000 naira from us. That is a lot of money. Youth, use your energy. Channel your energy to productive activity. Then retirement savings account, I've mentioned this. The next slide, please. Now, this note, I want to round up with these quotes. Now, before I round up here, let me mention this, please. For youth, let me just mention a few of them. If you, your mother, your father, they are still alive, take care of them. I call that the secret of blessing. Don't let your mommy call you to ask for money before you give her. There are some people that when they open their mouth to bless you, no witches or witchcraft can stand on that blessing. In fact, the Holy Ghost fire from daddy's camp will descend on that witches and witchcraft. I say, this woman has labor for these children. Let her enjoy the fruit of her labor. Mommy in the house, you will enjoy the fruit of your labor in Jesus' name. You see, children, please, my brothers and sisters, spend on your parents. Let them have their monthly allowance. When they smile on you, blessing smile on you. That is automatic. Remember, through them, you enter this world. Without them, you won't be here. Yeah, you tell a child hiding the mother because the mother was burnt. Part of the body was burnt. And the mother discovered that that's what the small boy has been doing. Until one day, now ask him, sit down. Let me tell you, the day fire was golfing, you had your father's house was burnt, yes. The day fire was burning that house, you were inside the house. And I was screaming and discovered that nobody will help me. So I rush into the fire. I pick a blanket, put it inside the water, wrap it in the blanket, and smuggle myself through the fire. In the process of smuggle you out from the fire, I have this bond. Then the boy was weak. That message was clear to the guy. And he has to adjust his life. You want your life to have meaning. Your mother, your father must pray for you. So you must give them out of what you get. That is basic. It's non-negotiable. Make sure they are comfortable. Then, to the beggars, you must give them. I can't remember the books, but I read it yesterday. The book of Proverbs, is there whoever give to the beggar, lend to the nation? So give to the beggar. The last but not the least is your spiritual father. Pay your tithe too. I've said that so many occasions, pay your tithe. Then once in a while, give to people that bless you spiritually. They are very important. So let me round up on this note. Remember, have a mental picture of what you want to become. Run down your goal, have faith in yourself. Please, don't believe somebody is reaching to you or government is not fair to you. Take up the challenge and believe that you have potentials. You are naturally endowed. What it takes for you to make it is in you. So it's not left for you to realize it. Then he said, write down your goals. It's very important. Write down your goals on daily basis, monthly, check them. See how far have you gone. Then have faith in yourself. Use reminder, a list, a flow chart. I do that a lot. I have two Excel sheets. My salary, as soon as they say you are promoted or you have salary, I change the format, look at it. And some of those, with that, I know how much I save. And I hold on to my salary as if, because I don't allow, there can't be any waste of money because there's responsibility and there's proper monitoring of expenses and the inflow. Then acknowledge success and failure. There's something I love in my profession. I can. They say, if you can, I can. You only feel I can when you run away. I have a friend when we're electronic at Northern Polytechnic. I met him writing a kind of exam. Within space of 2 years, I was through. I think third year, I got it. I was still looking at this man. What will this man survive? Will this man be able to pass this exam? He was still, he keep telling me he will get it. My brother, after 6 years, the guy passed. That is resilience. That is the ability to withstand pressure. So don't be discouraged by a failure. See it as a step. They say when you have a backward something, it's an attempt for you to make a jump. Don't say because you fail and that's the end of it. No. When you succeed, celebrate it. Stay focused and be committed. Stay focused and don't associate with people that will distract your life. Know where you are going and don't be discouraged. The next slide, please. Continually reassess your goal. Check them. See if you are running according to plan. And I want to say something, please. As soon as you marry, things will change. Okay? So, reassess and adjust where necessary. The last but not the least, pray and ask for wisdom because that is the author and the finisher of our faith. As so I've listened to me, may the Lord bless you in the mighty name of Jesus.